bid you a good day. Good Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day programs. Friday, May the 10th. And as usual in this hour of our Good Day program, an overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio in general, the so-called news talk stations, what's hot and what's not. I suppose if it's not hot, we won't be talking about it. So, what's hot, what's not hot? What's hot? That's the idea here, and the discussion of things in Cleveland as Ariel Castro becomes more of a focus here. I notice his ex-relatives refer to him as a monster, and maybe that is appropriate here. Ken Kessler along with Doug Steffen as we review the charges here against this guy. Four counts of kidnapping, three counts of rape, bail set at $8 million. Dollars. Not much chance he's going to be getting out of there with a, what is he, a school bus driver's pay?
Not even. He's not a school bus driver anymore.
All right. What was he doing for gainful employment? Tell me he was on welfare.
No, I don't know what he was doing. I know that they have not released the reasons why he's no longer a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting. I'd rather find out that, really, than about Charles Ramsey's past.
Yeah, thank you very much. Ohio prosecutors say more charges may be, including attempted murder, may be filed against this guy, Ariel Castro. Both of his brothers not charged. They've been released. City of Cleveland launching the Cleveland Courage Fund to raise money for these three women. I wonder if they've thought about going to crowdfunding to raise some money as well. Let's move over to our Countdown affiliate. The Talk Radio Countdown program is a weekend review of the hot hits in talk radio, and we always are sampling various things from programs that we monitor and programs that are stations that carry this program on the weekend. Anyway, here's host Alan Ludell talking to Steve Futterman from CBS about this fellow Castro's court appearance and the state of the case at the moment as we go into the weekend.
Let's talk about the still developing story, almost hour by hour, new developments. That is Dateline Cleveland, Ohio, where the suspect in the kidnappings and a sustained abuse of three women has appeared in court. It was a very brief appearance.
We had the first court appearance, as you mentioned, of Ariel Castro. Very brief, lasted just over 3 minutes. He did not say one word. He was looking downward the entire time. Sometimes it seemed his eyes were closed. And it was, like I said, a very brief court appearance. No plea was entered. Bail was discussed. So it was sort of an interesting thing. The prosecution asked the judge for the bail to be set at $5 million. The judge made it even higher, $8 million. Obviously, he's not getting out of jail now or more likely even in the future. But there will be a process now that will begin. The grand jury will begin to hear this case within 30 days. And we expect the grand jury to bring new charges and additional charges.
Got to ask you, you who have covered so many court cases and all, how does this compare or contrast to anything, any other big case that you've covered so far?
Well, but you see these guys who are accused of horrible crimes, and you're always fascinated what they're going to look like in court. And we saw Ariel Castro today. I recall seeing Gerald Loftner, the gentleman accused of that horrible crime in Tucson, Arizona, Jared Loftner, rather, in the Gabby Giffords case. And you're always fascinated what these people will look like in court. What will their demeanor be? More often than not, they're usually very quiet and don't say a thing, and that's what we had today. It was basically not moving, looking downward. The attorney was saying everything. He was almost like a prop there.
And we do have the reports filtering out that the defendant, Castro, has been freely talking to authorities, one presumes after being informed of his rights, but admitting, not to any other victims, but to the three discovered victims.
Yeah, that's our understanding. The police acknowledged to us yesterday that he was talking. They did say that he was given his Miranda rights. This is not a situation where you're trying to deny Miranda rights to get information. They gave him his Miranda rights, and he just started talking. My understanding, he's talking quite a bit. One thing they wanted to know, as you mentioned, are there other victims? Because there is another young woman who was went missing around the same time, around the same age as a couple of these women in this case. and he has said no, there were no other victims. And right now, police seem to be believing what he is saying to them right now. They do feel he's telling the truth. Obviously, their investigation goes on. They're not just going to take him at his word, but they seem to believe that much of what he's saying, if not all of what he's saying, is true.
888-302-3684 here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's how you reach us on the phone should you desire to do same to discuss this. I don't know what people say about what do you. There are some interesting anecdotal sort of sidelights here. I have noticed, Kenny, that a number of people who have been through this sort of experience, kind of bizarre that we were able to, you know, you look at the numbers of people who go through this, who have been through this, and it's a rather large number considering how heinous this is. So we have that to sort of deal with and think about. You think about where all these women go now. So we'll spend a little bit more time on this. What are we getting? I go back to the we's here from our social media, whether it's Pinterest. I guess there's not much you can do on Pinterest, but Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter @Good Day Show on this.
Most of the comments are actually outrage about the attacks that are being waged against Charles Ramsey, the man who saved Amanda Berry and started all this in motion this week because of domestic abuse convictions that are in his past. Tracy says, whatever his record, he did the right thing this time. He served his time, and his last offense was a decade ago. Let his rap sheet rest. John says he did the right thing at the right time. Now, why are we going to assassinate his character for something done 10 years ago?
Because that's what the news media does.
Yeah. And Chase says, looks like he turned his life around, and for that, he should be applauded.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
888-302-3684, or it's Doug@DougSteffen.com email address, and Ken@DougSteffen.com. Hello to Jim Hyatt listening in Salina, Ohio, and Lana Kroll listening in Palm Desert, California, to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 14 past the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon.
It was
scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Friday the 10th of May and the Ohio kidnapping is still front and center here. Here's radio host Joel Riley talking to Charles Ramsey about why Ramsey decided to get involved and what was going on at the neighbor's home.
What is it that prompted you? What made you make your move to save Amanda Berry and those other two women?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to be truthful. And if you watch me on TV, you know I'm a truthful black guy. I'm American, first of all, born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I got a Social Security number and a job. You know what I'm saying? So what prompted me was the Boston crap. What prompted me was the Twin Towers crap. What prompted me was everything that people are against, which is peace. That's what prompted me, bro. So if that would have been a 60-year-old woman in distress, I was coming to her rescue. It just happened to be, it was Amanda and the rest of them girls. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That could have been your mother. I was coming to her rescue. That's what I do. You know why? Because I'm a human being.
Hey, clearly you have compassion. You're a man of action. You say you're a working man. What do you do for a living, Charles?
I'm a prep cook at Hodges, downtown Cleveland. I had to say Hodges because that restaurant just opened up a year ago and kind of not on the map.
You take care of the people that take care of you. Absolutely. So this is the thing, Charles, and we were talking about this when we saw the story go. You're a guy that a lot of people in this country don't think exists anymore. You're a working guy. You eat at McDonald's. You have an eyeball on that house from the time you move in because you knew something was not right with that house, didn't you?
Bro, if you're a Christian, you can feel it in your heart. It's in your gut. Now, I've been there a year. I'm from the east side of Cleveland.
Yeah.
I moved there because it's closer to downtown Cleveland, so my commute of going to work wasn't long, and it just didn't feel right.
Didn't feel right, for sure. Charles, I'm going to get more. And in fact, I want to draw down on that. The house where the kidnappers live just never really felt right to you.
Now, I always thought something was wrong, but like I say, that dude didn't act normal. You know what I mean? He would talk about normal things like politics and sports and women and motorcycles and whatever else guys talk about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And before that girl banged on that door, I just gave him an envelope of mail that mistakenly went to my house. So he was on the porch then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
30 minutes before, Amanda was even kicking on the door. And this bastard was right there and accepted the mail from me and been barbecuing and listening to the music with me and all this time, bro. All this time.
So what's the feeling in your neighborhood today? Is it a feeling of relief? Is there more stress because they know that there's going to be the national spotlight and people are really going to be scrutinized?
No. What these people feel now is they can go to sleep without locking their doors. They don't have to worry about the windows being broken into. The kids can actually go to a store now. You know what I mean? They got closure. The whole city of Cleveland, not just that neighborhood, bro. The whole city has closure now. So everybody's safe.
Cut that, bro. Sounds like a character and a half. By the way, Castro was fired as a Cleveland school bus driver last November. He wasn't exactly a model employee. That's a shock, right? 21 after the hour. Up next, fuel standards on your car.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Tonight's American Idol, the top three now left as the show opens with the three of them singing Who Says. So the essence of the show last night and who was eliminated. Aha! We get down to the nitty gritty. You think I'm going to tell you that? I'm not going to let that out of the... Well, maybe I should, right? Cree Harrison and Candace Glover are the ones that it's down to, Kenny, right? At the end of this week. Give that much away. American Idol, big discussion item in terms of television. Now back to the things that are being discussed on a lot of radio programs that you may be listening to, stations you may be listening to around the country. That includes a discussion of the fuel standards being set by Congress and the feds. Here's host Nick Reed talking about a new warning that the new blend of gasoline mandated by Congress this week could wind up voiding your car's warranty.
Back in 2007, Congress mandated the use of ethanol in gasoline. It's a brilliant idea because, you know, food prices are so low. And there's nothing like forcing the government's hand into the free marketplace. Right now, 96% of gas in the U.S. has ethanol in it. Once in a while, you can find a few places, sometimes particularly with premium, like 91 octane or higher. I know that there are a few stations in the area that actually say we don't have ethanol in our premium. But 96% of the gas has ethanol, about 10% in it. This is a mandate. It's a mandate in order to line the pockets, I'm just going to be straight up with you, with those in the ethanol industry, a lot of which is, it comes out of Iowa, which, what's Iowa? The Iowa caucus. It's the launching pad for presidential candidates. I can tell you this right now, if there were not the Iowa caucus, where it is the first caucus in the presidential election, there would not be an ethanol mandate. I can tell you that. Under the current legislation, the bill, the law, and rules that are favored, the EPA is all about this, of course, because it means more control. Refiners are now being forced to blend up to 15% ethanol into gasoline sold at stations around the U.S. So, while it's at 10%, it's got to kick up to 15%. And this is something that by the end of the year, it's supposed to really kick in and be prevalent all over the country. The problem is, the auto industry, as well as other organizations, have said this is not good for your car. They say it corrodes the pumps in your vehicle. It corrodes the fuel lines in your vehicle. It corrodes the injectors. And manufacturers, they're saying, we are not going to cover damages by this E15. That's what it'll be called, E15, the new blend that's mandated by the government. So they're saying, just so you know, this is corrosive. This is damaging. It will damage your vehicle when you use this, and we ain't covering it. And you can't blame them. They didn't make faulty products. It's just that the government comes along and mandates a new formula that is harmful to it. Well, of course the auto industry is going to do that. Those big, evil automotive industries. Well, the American Automobile Association agrees. AAA CEO Robert Darbinet says 95% of today's cars, 95% of today's cars are not suited for E15 based on what the people who make the cars are reporting. So in other words, there's a 95% chance that your vehicle should not be taking this new blend that's mandated by Congress that probably by the end of the year you're going to be pumping into your car unless you seek out places that have the E10 or less.
All right, so what's going on with your car? Is it running well or not? Perhaps Nick Reed's got the right idea there. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline.
Although Californians voted against requiring labels on all genetically modified foods, the chain Whole Foods announced this would be a voluntary policy. Might Whole Foods signal a major shift?
Yes, it is a major shift. I am delighted that the Whole Foods is doing that. When they talk about a response to consumer demand, count me in as consumers demanding that.
On GMOs, I'm in all food. I like to know everything. I like to see full disclosure. I've got gluten issues in my family, etc. But on the bigger political issue of GMOs, our first world self-centered political correctness is killing the third world. GMOs could mediate, if not eradicate, the horrific implications of poverty, from hunger to disease.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ariana Huffington.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview of what's going on generally and conversationally. There's a lot of focus on things that are happening in our country, but as we continue to look into, and I say we, I don't like the term we when I hear somebody say on the air, we have found this, that, and the other thing out. That means nothing. But in general, I think that information that floats out and about things like Afghanistan become the curiosity of folks who now have figured out that we've wasted a lot of lives and a lot of money in Afghanistan. So as new information comes out, including the story that seven American soldiers killed this week, I think another seven, wasn't it seven last week, Kenny? Same sort of thing?
Something
if I'm not
like
mistaken,
that.
Yeah. Here's a host named John Thompson who talked to Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana about Donnelly's trip to Afghanistan, the violence continuing against our troops, and the problem of suicides in the military.
You recently came back from Turkey, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, and I think the number one question that a lot of us have back here is, as the Americans continue to pull back from Afghanistan, do you feel confident, and more precisely, does the military feel confident that the Afghan security forces can keep the Taliban at bay once we pull out?
Yeah, we are on the exact plan that was put in place, that the Afghan army, between the army and the police, will be up to 352,000, and the Afghan local police, that would be the villagers, up to 45,000. And, you know, we have ongoing metrics as we go along in this process, and so far we're actually ahead of schedule. So we have extraordinary young men and women from Indiana and from around our country who are training the Afghans, and it seems to be holding at this point.
But, you know, it's so hard. You hear about this green-on-blue violence. It's hard to know who to trust in some cases.
It is incredibly difficult to know who to trust. And what you see, what we were told by one of the commanders there is, look, the Taliban is struggling. They are not welcome in the villages anymore. So their goal is to get high-profile attacks, and that's what these blue and green attacks are. And that's why one of the reasons they're becoming one of the biggest focus for the Taliban.
One of the issues that you've been discussing over the last couple of weeks or more on Capitol Hill is the issue of suicides in the military, not just of people returning from the war zone and going into civilian life, but those who are still in active duty but coming back from the war and just having trouble adapting.
Yeah, we lost more men and women to suicide last year than we did in combat in Afghanistan. And my goal, my passion is to get that number down to zero. We have additional mental health counselors in the South Bend facility now. We have additional counselors throughout the country. And I have a bill that I am sponsoring that enables us to have a little bit more help and assistance for our military, who, when they have a challenge, that they have somebody to talk to and that they realize, look, this will not in any way, shape, or form put a stigma on your career.
You know what? All of this is just so much gas. When I listen to these guys, oh, we've gone right along with our plan, and we're going to be getting out of Afghanistan as scheduled. Wait, what a bunch of malarkey. What are we doing except exposing Americans to more danger every single day? And 90% of you listening to this program right now feel exactly the same way. So this is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is a government of politicians, of controllers, and for themselves. They're the people who are the elitists who run, in this case, businesses that benefit from war, which is the military-industrial complex. That's the only reason we're there. There's not one other good reason that anybody can come up with. Anybody who's got the an idea that seems to make more sense than that, help yourself to 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me, and we're going through some of the items of interest this week. Conversationally, the Michael Jackson trial continues with all kinds of really strange offshoots in conversation, including this choreographer. Or is that just a coincidence, Kenny, that the charges from that guy have come up at the same time that the wrongful death trial against the agents has come up?
Oh, I'm sure that's just a remarkable coincidence.
Yeah.
That guy, by the way, that is suing.
Dobson
was
his name?
He was on Michael Jackson's side. He was defending him against these same charges, 15 years ago.
Right.
And now that Michael's gone,
seen the light.
He wants his little piece of the pie.
He has seen the light. By the way, there's an interesting story. I'd be interested to know what's going on Twitter with regard to this. 19-year-old New Jersey girl diagnosed with stage 4 leukemia, given just a few days to live, has turned to the internet for her last wish. She wants to meet the lead singer of her favorite band. Apparently this guy replied to her on Twitter. What's the band? Is it a band that's well known? Do you know Ken?
I had never heard of them.
If you haven't heard of them, they can't be very big.
The band is called Sleeping with Sirens.
Sleeping with Sirens. All right. So what sort of activity on social media trying to put the two of these, the girl who's dying and the band leader together, and all of the tweets? My heavens, look at all of these tweets aimed at this girl.
Yeah, last night, just a few hours ago even, there were up to 800 tweets a minute from people who were trying to help out. The lead singer did reach out to her, and the band is either getting ready to or is already on a European tour. But because time is really of the essence here, so many people are trying to help with transportation and all the logistics to try and get them together as quickly as possible.
Well, that's very sweet. Nicely done. 888-302-3684. Once again, social media comes to the rescue, if you will, or is involved in something like this. And it is cool. It's a cool usage of that technology. Meanwhile, back at the Michael Jackson trial, host Tim Conway Jr. and Aaron Bender talk about what happened this week in the wrongful death trial that we were making reference to a few moments ago.
All right, Michael Jackson trial has begun. Let's get a little bits and pieces of what happened.
This is the fifth witness we've heard from so far, but it is the first witness that we've heard from that was directly part of Michael Jackson's This Is It comeback tour. Elise Sankey is her name. She's on the stand and is expected to be on the stand for most of the day. Yes, she is a dancer, and she was an associate producer of the This Is It tour.
Ah, a dancer and a producer.
She told jurors that she knew Michael for more than 20 years. She first worked with him on the Smooth Criminal video back in the 1980s. When lawyers played that video in court this morning, that's when Katherine Jackson began wiping away tears. The witness described how it was magical to work with Michael back then and how she never suspected any concerns about his physical or his mental state. However, a very sharp
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. She never suspected what?
Suspected any concerns about his physical or his mental state.
Ever? Come on. The guy had bleached his skin white. He had was sleeping with a pet monkey. He had huge snakes. He was went through a pressurizer. What do they call that thing?
Hyperbolic chamber.
Hyperbolic chamber. Every 2 seconds, the kid was coming out of the woodwork saying he molested him. And you never suspected anything was wrong there, Bob?
Suspected any concerns about his physical or his mental state.
Eat along.
However, a very sharp...
She's got blinders on. She's got, like, Santa Anita-style blinders on. She's got full blinders on. Horse can't see.
However, a very sharp contrast to the days before his death in 2009, she told jurors that Michael Jackson looked thin, and as the tour neared, Michael Jackson began missing rehearsals.
Oh.
She also sent this email. We want to show that to you. She sent this email to the producer of the show on June 4th, 21 days before MJ's death. That email reads...
All right, let's read that email. Let's get into it.
I left work sad and upset because I know this cannot fail, this meaning the concert. Kenny, I know how to help him. Please let me help you get him back into that magical light.
Oh, bubble. I bet the money guy's like, oh, here's another email from the dancer slash producer. What does it say? She wants to help get him back into the magical light. Let me see it. Into the what? Into the magical light. Thanks, baby.
These guys are a trip. 888-302-3684. All right, that's what makes listening to people conversing on the air about issues so much fun, most of the time anyway. And some of the political talk stuff is getting a little tiresome, frankly. I don't find myself being drawn to many political discussions on the air or hosts that do that. It just doesn't happen to be my preference. But noticing this week the result of some information that's come as a result of radio stations studying the ratings, country music on the radio, and conversation with strong personalities on the radio leads. Those are the number one and two things that people prefer about listening to the radio. And 94% of the country listens to the radio at some point every single week in our country. That's not a bad thing either. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Stephan along with Ken Kessler in this hour. A trip to Mars in your future, we'll find out in a moment here on the Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32. Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Stolen is the latest thriller from author Daniel Palmer. We spoke with him about his new novel and his thoughts on his craft.
The writing process itself never gets easier. Stolen was a fun book to write, a fast book to write, but it was still the same challenge as all my other books. I wrote Stolen from the first person, and I think having a first person perspective and a single point of view was both liberating as well as difficult. I had to show all of the characters, especially the villain, who's very diabolical, through the eyes of one individual. When I sat down to write, all I knew is I was going to write about a good man's bad decision to steal an identity for a good reason and to steal the worst identity imaginable. I knew he was going to steal the identity of a psychopathic killer who was going to make them play his very twisted game called Criminal. And he was going to make this couple commit worse and worse felonies. And they were just going to continue to escalate. What I didn't know was who was behind this game Criminal, and I certainly didn't know how my characters were going to get out of this predicament. And that was a tremendous amount of fun to write and to discover while I was writing.
That's author Daniel Palmer on his recently released novel, Stolen. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
You wanted it, you got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click vinyl wood plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to lumberliquidator.com or your local store today.
It's Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Mother's Day is this weekend. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, how much are you spending on your mom for Mother's Day? Let's see here. 33% of you said you'd give her a call, but that's about it. What terrible children.
Shame, shame.
32, yeah, shame on you. 32% said you'd spend under $25 for your mother. Let's see here. 26% of you said between $25 and $50 you'd spend on your mom. 5% of you said between $50 and $100, and 4% said over $100 spending on your mom. That's kind of cool. Let's get to a conversation monitored with host Doug McIntyre talking to astronomer Dr. Ed Krupp about a nonprofit organization that wants to send people like you on a one-way trip to Mars. And so far, 80,000 people have applied to go on this trip. Here's host Doug McIntyre.
What can you tell us about Mars One, and could they pull this off? Would private space companies have the resources to actually colonize Mars?
Well, I really was interested in the business model, and of course the answer is right now, no. You need to raise a lot of money, and you need to solve a lot of engineering problems. And of course, the first thing they were trying to find out is whether anybody would go. So you can't do it now, but I can imagine, and it's a very clever plan to raise money by getting the whole world, in a sense, to subsidize it by watching the operation on television, and they're even, of course, charging people to register and all. So it's not out of the question, but it is a reach.
And it's the technology issue because, you know, just yesterday my nephew, Henry, is in town from Raleigh, North Carolina, and we were driving out in the valley. We drove past the Pratt & Whitney, the old Rocketdyne place, where they have one of the giant exhaust vents from a Saturn V.
Yeah.
And it's powerfully impressive. But we don't have that.
No. We've lost the technology, of course, to be able to take people to the moon. We don't have the technology right at the moment to get people to Mars. And you're not just talking about the oomph that it takes to get off the planet and go, but things like the reliability of whatever equipment you develop. And it's hard to get to Mars. I mean, it's a wonder that, and really almost miraculous, that our spacecraft, our robot spacecraft, have done so well. That's a great testimony to JPL, NASA, and all that we've been as successful as we have. But many missions to Mars have ended in failure because it's a very difficult thing to do.
Really? 80,000 people, though, would like to take that trip one way to Mars. And as things get tougher here on our country, maybe not in our country, on our planet, and maybe a lot of people will want to go, instead of, as Jackie Gleason that used to say, to the moon, Alice, to the moon. Now it should be to Mars, Alice, to Mars. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Conversation this week on the radio and on television, and I notice there's one particular ice cream store, happens to be owned by me, on my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, where people are sitting around on the front lawn. We have out in front of the store a lot of picnic tables, and it's now warm enough for people to sort of sit around. They bring their children down to play and walk around, learn about the animals and that sort of thing. But I was eavesdropping on a conversation taking place about something that actually started with Ben and Jerry's. Their ice cream moguls started in Vermont. They've come up with an idea this week, Kenny, that is very interesting. They want people to get stamp pads. And whenever they're using a $1 bill, $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, $50 bill, $100 bill, they want to stamp the money, not to be used for bribing our politicians. Take a stamp and stamp it on the money. I think that's a pretty good idea. What do you think?
Very clever.
I think it is, too. There's some pictures. We ought to post them. We can find. I just saw this picture. We'll post it on our Facebook page and at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, speaking of the government, this week the vote to tax things sold on the Internet became a big item of interest. Host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky talk here about what Yarmuth thinks the House will do with this Internet sales tax bill.
The Senate passed it. The House would be a different animal, as they say, obviously with Republican control there. There's opposition. So how do you see this thing playing out?
Well, you know, this is a tough issue for a lot of people because there are conflicting interests here, as there usually are. One is the question of have gotten used to the fact that they can order something online and not pay sales tax, even though by law they're required to do it. They're just required to make the disclosure themselves and to pay it on their own. So basically what this law would do is just allow states to enforce the existing law. And with computers and so forth, it's pretty easy these days for an online retailer to calculate the tax based on wherever you may be. The the interest, as far as I'm concerned, you have, first of all, the state's interest in collecting revenue. This would be probably a couple hundred million dollars to Kentucky, which Kentucky badly needs. It's money, again, that's actually due the state, state treasury, because that is the law. And also, the question is of competition. We have many, many local retailers who are at a competitive disadvantage if somebody can sell you something online and not charge the sales tax. So, you know, in my way of thinking, the overwhelming interests are on the side of passing this law. But I understand, and I was speaking with a Republican friend of mine today, who said he probably would vote for the bill ultimately, but he does have concern because there are people who are trying to portray this as a new tax on people. And again, it's not a new tax. It's just an enforcement mechanism to collect the tax that is already due.
What's the most interesting thing about that? He has a Republican friend.
And admitted it.
Yeah, exactly. Good God. All right, let's finish things up here in this hour with a discussion heard on Joan Hamburg's radio program about banning caffeine in children's drinks.
You know, Starbucks, if you have one in your neighborhood and you go in, is the new pizzeria, the new hangout. When I go into my Starbucks, it's filled with kids drinking away these lacadacas, these frappa, mochas, whatever you say, and grammar school kids. Everyone loves these energy drinks. Are they too young? Do we need to be regulated? Should you be 21 years old to drink coffee? Or enough is enough? One guy who was covering this story asked in the Atlantic, how much caffeine before I end up in the ER? Because there was a report, and you may remember it, I think it was, it may have been in January, they were talking about energy drinks as a public health concern, and they talked about the fact that energy drink-related emergency department visits had increased tenfold between 2005 and 2011. Now, you know, there's no level of how much caffeine for children. But the American Academy of Pediatrics says kids and adolescents should really not have a lot of caffeine and certainly stimulants. And, of course, the industry markets them to everyone. But do we go to extremes? Do we need regulatory processes to establish boundaries? How much are people going to...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.